Hi, I'm Steve Harrison here in my office about 15 minutes outside of Philadelphia. In the next few minutes, I'm going to reveal the biggest secret to getting national publicity for your book, product, service, or message. Now, a secret implies that it's something most people don't know, and that's definitely the case here. This is something that professional PR people know that others don't. Once you know it and act on it, it'll be like a secret weapon you can use to get big-time publicity. Just what is the biggest secret? Well, it's not having a fancy press kit. That can be nice, but a lot of people go to great expense and effort to put one together and still don't get publicity. And I'm about to explain why. The biggest secret is not having a hook that will grab the media. Now, that's important. It's really important. But I'm going to reveal just why having a hook or a good headline on your press release is often not enough. And I'm not going to tell you that the biggest secret is just to work hard and be persistent. It's good to be persistent, but once you know the biggest secret to landing major national publicity, you won't have to work as hard as everybody else to land that interview on a national TV show or get written up in a major magazine. The secret to getting on a national TV show or a major magazine is quite simply to overcome the greatest barrier to getting that publicity. Now, over the years, I've interviewed hundreds of major media. I've been to their offices. They've told me things they don't tell anyone else. Now, rather than just tell you what this biggest barrier is, I'm going to show you right now. I'm going to show you what it's like to be a producer for a national TV show on a daily basis. Okay? Are you ready? Well, here goes. Ah, let me out of here! That's what they feel like saying. I mean, hey, I've been to their offices. I've seen how much stuff these producers and journalists get, and this is no joke. I mean, now do you understand why it's almost impossible to get them on the phone? And when you do, they often sound irritated and want to get off right away. I mean, producers, editors, journalists, they're inundated with more stuff nowadays than they've ever been before. And that's because with today's technology, anybody can write a book, put up a website, and call themselves an expert. And here's the dirty little secret that they've admitted to me in private. They receive more stuff than they can possibly digest. Piles and piles of FedExes and press releases, letters, phone calls, over 300 emails in a single day. And remember, their full-time job is not to sit behind a desk like this 8 hours a day just looking at material that's sent in. They have to write stories. They have to produce shows. So they have to deal with all of this just in their part-time. I mean, think about it. Don't you feel overwhelmed just by the number of emails you receive every day, having to check your email, your cell phone, and everything else? I mean, imagine if you were working for a national media outlet. Now, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to figure out a way to get out of this pile altogether. So let's talk about how to do that. How do you get out of the pile? Well, I want to give you a quick exercise to illustrate a key principle for getting out of the pile. And right now, I'd like you to grab a quick sheet of paper and a pen. Could be half a sheet of paper. Doesn't need to be a lot of space. Feel free to pause this video, but just get a quick sheet of paper. I'll wait. Okay, now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to write down five names of people who come to mind. These would be five people who've contacted you recently. Could be by email, by phone, by fax. Could be family, friends, strangers, neighbors, anybody. Just five names of people who've contacted you recently. Go ahead. Come on, do the exercise. You'll be glad you did. Okay, so go ahead and write down five names on that piece of paper, just first names, of who's contacted you recently. And feel free to pause the video if you need to. Now, what I'd like to have you look at when you look at these five names is I'd like you to put a check mark next to each person you've personally met face-to-face at least once. Now, how many people on your list are people you've met personally? When I have people do this exercise at seminars, they tell me that actually the majority of the people, if not all the people, are people they've met personally face-to-face. Now, why is that? Well, it's because you're more likely to remember people you've met. When we meet people, they get what's called our top of mind status. Now here's my question. If I were to go to a producer from a major TV show like The View or Good Morning America and hand him a piece of paper and give them your topic, and if I asked him to write down five names of people who could talk on your topic, would your name be on their list? Would it be at the top of the list, the bottom of the list, or not at all? You see, it's important to realize that this is a relationship business. And this is truly why movie studios and major publishers are at such a big advantage, because they get to meet these producers and journalists. They party with them. They see them at conventions. They have relationships with them. When they meet you, when the media meets you, you really stand out. They can see your passion. They can ask you questions. They're not distracted by 50 things going on in their office, so you have a huge advantage. So the biggest secret to getting big-time national publicity is to do whatever you can to meet the media face-to-face. You want to get out of the pile and meet them in person. Now, if you live in a major city that has a local press club, join it. Often they'll do some events that allow you to meet media. Go to trade shows and conventions. You might bump into media there. Because I know how important this whole idea of meeting the media is, I created a unique event that allows people who have a book, product, or message to meet major media, actually meet more major media than anywhere else. It's called the National Publicity Summit, and it's become a breakthrough way of getting national publicity. That's because it's the only place where over a period of 3 days, you get to personally meet one-on-one, face-to-face, with more than 100 media who could give you publicity. In fact, my biggest problem in marketing the event, which always sells out, is simply that it sounds too good to be true. I mean, people have a hard time believing it's for real. Well, this clip will give you a little taste of my National Publicity Summit.
National Publicity Summit has been the best educational program I have attended in 20 years.
You're going to see us on Regis. You're going to see us on Oprah Magazine. You're going to see us on MSNBC.
The education I got was unbelievable.
And I really feel that I owe it to the practice that I got from here, from Steve and Jamie and all the people that really honed my pitch for me and helped me learn how to speak the language to the media.
I thought I was pretty hip with PR because I enjoyed two back-to-back weeks in the New York Times list. I've just been blown away by all the things I learned here.
Now, I can't guarantee if you come to my National Publicity Summit that you're going to get on national TV or written up in a major magazine. It depends on your topic. It depends on you. It depends how well you incorporate the training. I can tell you that I've not heard of anybody who came to my last summit who did not get publicity as a result. Now, why is that? Well, one is that we do such a great job of training people to be ready for the event. The other is the law of averages. I mean, I guarantee you're going to have at least 100 media there that you can meet. So I make it so that the law of averages work. I also have radio producers from around the country, and they come. In fact, XM Satellite, when they were there, they were grabbing people and interviewing them right there in the corner of the room. So it's amazing what happens. We train you extensively to be able to pitch yourself effectively. We do a series of teleseminars. Plus, you have a former national TV producer who worked with you one-on-one, as well as one of my personally trained publicity consultants. You'll learn about pitching the media. You'll know more about pitching the media, actually, than most PR people, and that's no joke. Now, before the event, we give you a list of appointments so you can decide who you want to meet, and you get descriptions, the types of things they're looking for, so you really feel prepared. The whole thing is like speed dating for the media, and you're trained to get right to the point and have really productive times with the media one-on-one. Bottom line, it works. Click the link below and you'll see the proof for yourself. You'll read about Ron and Lisa Berez, a husband and wife who went into business together. They're marketing natural organic products that help people get the toxins out of their homes. Before they came to the summit, they were clueless about getting publicity. As a result of meeting the media face-to-face, they were booked on the Today Show and Fox and Friends, all because they met the producers face-to-face. You'll read about Barry Spilchuk, who created a video to help people improve their marriage. Within 5 hours of meeting the producer from Fox News, he was in their New York studio taping a segment, and he had never been on national TV before. You'll read about Lori Quinn Loewenberg, a dream interpreter. For years, she struggled to get on national TV. She'd been successful getting radio publicity, but never was able to break through for TV. But everything changed for her after meeting the producers. She got booked on The View, Good Morning America, and was written up in Jane magazine. Since that time, she's been on CNN, and she's been invited to host her own TV show. Now, that's a key thing to remember. One big hit can change everything for you. It can get other media to want to book you. That's what happened to Orrin Hutson, who founded a nonprofit organization that helps disadvantaged teenagers. Shortly after coming to my publicity summit, he landed a full-page feature story in USA Today. He then took that hit and everything he learned and parlayed it into publicity on Good Morning America, CNN, NPR, and this issue of People magazine. You'll read about real estate entrepreneur Barb Schwartz, who landed a front-page cover story in Southwest Airlines magazine and a very lucrative publishing deal at my summit when she met a literary agent there. Then the producer from ABC's 2020 called. She appeared and received over 1,000 emails within the first hour alone. Jim Von Meyer, a consumer safety expert, had been frustrated for a long time. He'd done lots of radio interviews but had yet to land a major TV appearance. As a result of my publicity summit, he got the interest of a producer from Montel and landed appearances on The Early Show and CBS Evening News. Steve Shapiro, an expert on setting goals, came to the summit. His book wasn't even done yet, but still he landed a two-page feature story in O Magazine, and they waited for his book to come out before they printed it. You'll read about how one diet author used what she learned at the summit to get booked on Oprah, and how a parenting author got publicity in Parenting Magazine, Money Magazine, and Health Magazine. And on the website, I just didn't even have time or space to tell you about a lot of other people, like Mary Giuseppe, an imaging color expert who was booked on Montel, Connie Bennett, who landed publicity for her book Sugar Shock in Time Magazine, or Mark Amtower, a business consultant who landed a full-page feature in Entrepreneur Magazine. There are just so many breakthrough success stories to share. Now, these people weren't already famous. Only one of them had a major publisher. Most were self-published or didn't even have books out yet. So what's the lesson to all this? The lesson is you can have anything you want if you put yourself in a position to become famous. Get out of the pile and start meeting the media in person. Have enough faith to put yourself in a place where great things can happen for you. Because this is about a lot more than you becoming more well-known. After all, you're on a mission. There are people out there right now. They're struggling. They're suffering. They're trying things that don't work. And the only reason is because they haven't heard about you yet. So get out of the pile and start meeting the media in person. Start building relationships with them and great things will happen for you. Look, in order to make a giant leap forward in your progress, you first need to make a big giant leap of faith in yourself and put yourself in a place where good things can happen. And isn't it time for you to play at a much bigger level? Isn't it time more people knew about what you have to offer? Then click the link below to apply. I'm looking forward to seeing you in New York and helping you use the biggest secret for getting in print and on the air, meeting the media face to face.